Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and may we all experience a happy 2026.
Amen to that.
And I am so glad that you're back with me after your health ordeal that God carried us through.
He did, and feeling fairly well compared to the pain I've experienced.
Praise God. Let us now give him our admiration tonight by praying back to him his own words, which we know brings him pleasure.
Yes, this prayer comes mostly from Ephesians and 2 Corinthians. Lord, we praise you and desire to be more like you, allowing no corrupt word to proceed out of our mouth. Rather, what is good for edification, that it may impart grace to the readers. Let us not grieve you, Holy Spirit, by whom we were sealed for the day of redemption. We will not lose heart, putting all bitterness, wrath, anger, and evil speaking away from our thoughts. Let us be kind to one another, walk in love, tender-hearted, and forgiving, as God forgave us and died for us. And even though our outward man is perishing, our inward man is being renewed day by day, we thank you for our afflictions, which is but for a moment, while working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, causing us not to fear, for thou art with us and in us. May tonight's study inspire the listeners to draw closer to your knowledge and to share their gold nuggets with others. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Oh, and amen. And yes, sharing is really important. Or are you like the Dead Sea?
You know, that's a great analogy.
Yes, because the water pours down from the highest mountain in Israel called Mount Hermon and floods the Sea of Galilee and into the Jordan River to then descend into the Dead Sea, where there is no outlet. Let that not be you. Instead, receive knowledge from the water of the Word and be baptized in the Jordan River, but do not just float downward to the Dead Sea, but rather expand out through its many tributaries by discipling and sharing your knowledge with others. Now, if you are joining us for the first time, let it be known our mission is to make learned disciples. Too many Christians these days, sadly, but prophesied, prefer to be stagnant.
Kind of like the Dead Sea.
And that is not God's will for any believer. But by understanding even a little bit of our Jewish heritage interwoven into our Christian theology connects those missing dots, particularly in eschatology. We are, without a doubt, on the cusp of a new era where Christ returns to earth and is crowned king. And we all want as many people as possible to partake in that glorious millennium.
And beyond.
And that's where you come in. So tonight, be sure to have some pen and paper, for we will begin with the basics. And this is for you more solid Christians, for when you disciple others.
Yeah, there is first the foundation.
For sure. And without this basic foundation, the big picture can become cloudy. Again, especially when it comes to eschatology. You must be able to prove why the Word is the foundation to total sanctification and what happens internally, as in spiritually. So if you want to be an effective discipler and mentor, always give these basic truths first, right off the bat, to your new believer.
In other words, don't just tell them to read the Word and go to church.
Right. Rather, explain what happens to them spiritually and therefore also mentally when studying the Word in its context. That's where we will expound on tonight. Of course, after a little news. And we want to begin with talking about the revival that's happening in the hearts of the younger generation, especially since Charlie Kirk's assassination. May those seeds continue to sprout more than, in fact, just in time for our soon departure.
Which we all pray is this new year.
Oh, we surely do. But the biggest news over the weekend, I'm sure you've all heard, is the capture of the kingpin of drugs, President Maduro and his wife from Venezuela. Still more to be done as his henchmen are still there. But according to President Trump, it's just a matter of time. And finally, the people of Venezuela will be free again.
From socialism.
Yes. The Marxist Hugo Chavez and then Maduro ruined their once very prosperous country. And as well, and this is looking very promising, Iran seems to be falling.
Yeah, the Ayatollah is in hiding.
And the protesters are expanding, where many cities have been taken over by the demonstrators, including its capital, Tehran, just this morning. We'll be watching that especially because it means that Iran's proxies will fall as well.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an update on Israel?
Well, actually, not much has changed over the last few months. They're still waiting for Hamas to put down their arms, but Israel knows they won't. Therefore, we believe, are getting ready to cross over their yellow line and do it for them. And President Trump is expected to announce another plan for Gaza, perhaps using hundreds of Palestinian forces to help Israel in security duties and weapon collections. And they actually have been drilling at a training camp in Egypt for months and say they are ready.
Which tells me Israel will be busy going after Hamas on a bigger scale.
Exactly. High-level senior Israeli and Syrian officials met yesterday and again today in Washington. And the Russian war continues. But one thing is for sure, we do know that we are making our adversaries, as in Russia and China, well, they're really hating President Trump over his capturing of Maduro, especially, as they were buying a lot of really cheap oil.
But again, this is all part of the end time scenario.
It is. You know, as we have been talking about often, America is not a player in the very last days, which brings Jeremiah 30:11 more into focus.
Okay, we do welcome your end time questions, either by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006, or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are always appreciated, which includes you in our monthly newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministry.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters archived for your learning pleasure.
All right. Well, again, this study tonight is for you solid Christians to show all new believers. So let's begin with the Trinity of Man. So I hope you have your paper and pen. I'd like you to make three circles. One large, one another inside that one, and still another inside the second one. Then label the large one the body. The second circle, label the soul. And you might want to place a little question mark next to it, which, by the way, is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And then the third circle is your spirit, your most inner part, where, if you are saved, God's Trinity resides.
Yes, the Father does too, according to Ephesians 4:6 and John 14:23.
So, man is a Trinity as well, our flesh, our soul, and our spirit. In the newer believer, the flesh is still carnal, but the spirit is righteous. And the soul must decide who to follow. The flesh's desires or the spirit's righteousness. Hence the question mark.
So, how does the soul decide whether to follow the flesh or the spirit?
Well, your soul will follow which part is fed the most. If your spirit is fed more than the flesh, which of course is by the word, your soul, which again is your mind, will, and emotions, will follow the prodding from the spirit. If, however, you are often feeding the flesh, you know, with, let's say, any kind of entertainment, sports, TV, social media like Facebook, or just carousing, then your soul cannot respond to the spirit, for it can barely even hear it. Or when one's conscience does break through, it's often ignored, or the phone rings and on we go, putting aside his word for the cares of this life.
As Luke 21:34 describes so well.
Oh, yes. So let's look at some scriptures, which, by the way, when discipling, it is good for the new believer to read the words themselves. For besides hearing it, it's good for the word to go through their eye gate as well. Honey, please read Galatians 5, 16, and 17.
Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
The new believer needs to understand this. The flesh is at war with the spirit. Only the word can win that battle. And let's finish with verses 24 and 25.
Oh, geez, where am I? And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit.
Those who are Christ's means totally committed, or better put, totally sanctified. When we are first saved, our spirit becomes sanctified, and if you die the next day, you go to heaven. However, to be totally Christ means to include the flesh, which is the goal, to become totally sanctified, spirit, soul, and body. And there is a great scripture to support what we just said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So again, how does one accomplish this goal and finish the race, as Paul said to Timothy? Well, John 17:17 tells us.
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
It's the word that sanctifies. And Ephesians 5:25-26.
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
So, how are we totally sanctified?
By the word alone.
All right, let's read Galatians 4:19, where Paul is speaking to his brethren who were saved.
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
In other words, Christ had not yet been formed in their flesh. And let's read Hebrews 2:11.
For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
In other words, those who are just saved, and as well as those who are bringing their salvation out to the flesh, are all one in him. Meaning, again, if, say, the rapture happens right after one is saved, they will be in heaven. But the goal while on earth is to be totally sanctified. Again, all new believers, or those you see are struggling in their walk, and there's a lot of them, they need to understand this concept. And I am talking from experience. I was not shown this, and in a few years, I backslid for too long. Had I only known the importance of complete sanctification, my flesh would have been stronger. Let's look at another scripture, Hebrews 10:14.
For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
So, again, how are we totally sanctified?
Only the Word.
Right. You know, prayer is great for your salvation, but it does not totally sanctify you. Worship is exhilarating, but will not totally sanctify. Going to church is good, but can't totally sanctify you. Doing good deeds are important, but can't totally sanctify.
I think we get it.
Yes. But are we sharing this with others? Do you explain to the backslider why they backslid? So to hopefully they'll recommit, because this time it can be different, as I also learned. That's why Peter in 2 Peter 1:10 says,
"Brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble."
What he's saying basically is to be diligent and get totally sanctified to keep your election sure, so to not fall away, which is what Paul also says in different words in Philippians 2:12.
"Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation from fear and trembling."
Work out simply means to, and I'm giving you the number 2716, Kater Gazomai, means make every effort to accomplish your soteria, number 4991, meaning deliverance and safety from stumbling backwards, to crucify your flesh to achieve total sanctification. And yes, for a while it will be an effort while your flesh is still in control, because you might have to give up some pleasures to make the time to study diligently in His Word. But I can assure you, once you push through, sort of like you would exercise, Hebrews 5:14, you'll enjoy it. And in fact, I found myself not getting enough of it. I started loving the Word so much that I brought my Bible even to work to study on break time at the hospital or after work before I went to my second job selling, cemetery plots.
Yep, you did do that.
I did. I even brought my concordance along to look up important words. Bottom line, if you put your feet to the fire, you will be totally sanctified, which is God's will for all of us.
It's the same as increasing our faith.
Yes. Your faith increases as you become more sanctified. Again, how do we increase our faith?
The Word, of course.
Mm-hmm. We are told that at salvation, we are given a certain measure of faith, Romans 12:2, which is then up to us to increase till Christ is formed in you completely, spirit, soul, and body. I think we should read again Galatians 4:19-20.
"My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you, I would like to present you with now and to change my tone, for I have doubts about you."
He's calling them children, for they were acting as newly saved babies. Until Christ is formed again means in their flesh as well. As Paul has said, crucify the flesh. In other words, make it dead to the world and resurrect it into the kingdom. How about 2 Peter 1, verse 10?
"Therefore, brethren, give deference all the more to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do not do these things, ye shall never fall."
Yeah, that actually says give diligence. All the more, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Just telling you.
Right, thank you.
Yeah, so let's give more diligence so to never fall. So then, he also suggesting that until you are totally sanctified, you can fall away, at least from fellowship for sure. Again, as I did, and many others, because we were not schooled properly when first saved. Okay, so besides growing our faith, do you know what else total sanctification matches?
All seven pieces of armor of God from Ephesians 6.
It sure does. Well, read James 4, who begins by acknowledging the war going on inside us. And remember, Paul said the spirit wars against the flesh.
Right.
Okay, let's read 7 and 8.
Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
And how do we draw near?
Become totally sanctified for ultimate intimacy.
I think we've showed that tonight. Now the question is, how much time in his word?
Well, you know, there is no definite answer.
Right. But you will know as the spirit grows. So I can only tell you what I did after I heard one of my teachers say that in the Old Testament, they tithed everything unto God. So she shared from her own experience that we should tithe our time in studying God's word. Now, if you only take your awake time, it's approximately an hour and a half a day of actual study, not just reading, but looking up words, taking notes, and comparing similar scriptures in other parts of the Bible. However, I was in a hurry, so I decided to take the whole 24 hours, which was 2 hours and 20 minutes a day, that, believe this or not, flies by when studying truly. I also listened to Chuck Misler as he would take verse by verse in every book of the Bible. Then I added Hebraic roots teachings like Zola Levitt and many others, and searched books like George Foote Moore's Judaism in the First Century, When Jesus Walked, and adhered to, by the way, before it was hijacked in the Dark Ages. But often it is just myself and the Holy Spirit who does occasionally guide me to various teachings to be blessed by others as well. And by the way, there were times, because I worked 2 jobs back then, that I actually would do a double on some days, and I remember doing 8 hours one day on a Shabbat, like the Hebrews did, and many still do that. So yes, you can go by the week too. Just try to get it all in by Sunday. But again, that's just me. Find your own way, but do something meaningful in 2026. Let it be your New Year's commitment unto God, and stick with it, for you will soon discover a new hunger for the Word, and that's exhilarating. And by the way, count this weekly teaching as part of your tithing. So let me ask, of course, is Yeshua Lord over your life? You know, Luke 21 says you can escape what's coming with just a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him into your spirit. Then let him have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because, I got to be honest, if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is no in-between. Those of you who are maybe lukewarm, get your act together now. Recommit your life unto Christ. And then tithe your time in God's word. You're going to need it this year. We need it for discernment. And that's a promise that comes when you spend time in his word. So, I hope this program was a help to you. I hope you'll share it with others. And I want to leave you, of course, with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:22. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So, till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for our president, of course, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who love her, you're going to prosper in many, many different ways, maybe some that you won't even recognize. And, of course, that's Psalm 122, verse 6. You should have that all memorized. So, till next time, get into that word and share it with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.